93.7, the river that goes BTO. You ain't seen nothing yet. Dog and Joe show coming up 8 o'clock. We got Disney tickets for you. Plus, we got Eagles tickets. We'll give you the Eagles stew. Also, more chances at iHeart Music Festival. And I know some are going to think what I'm about to say is calloused and heartless.
What you're about to say? I mean, pretty much everything you say sounds that way.
And this isn't that big of a deal. And I hope other Native brothers and sisters will agree. Who really... I mean, honestly, who really cares about Hurricane Florence, who lives out here on the best coast? Honestly.
I'm sure lots of people.
Do you care?
What is Hurricane Florence?
My point exactly. Do you see what I'm talking about? That's what I mean.
That's not really fair. I don't watch the news, though. You know that depresses me.
You don't know about Hurricane Florence, though, right? You don't know nothing about that.
I mean, only because you had the news on here in the morning, but... Honestly, I mean, I haven't been following it.
Yeah, I know you don't. And network news, this is why I bring this up. It's not to sound heartless or callous. Network news needs three regions, okay? What you get is East Coast, you get Midwest, and then you get the Best Coast. Because no one here cares.
Oh.
It's irrelevant, and it's a waste of time for people who live here. It just is.
Even though I'm not following it and know exactly what's going on with it, I still feel really bad for the people in it. You know, that sucks.
Okay, fair enough. But what we need to do is get our national news out of Los Angeles, not New York. Because for every wildfire that we have here that goes national, we have to put up with like 15 tropical depressions, 12 hurricanes, 18 tornadoes, and 120 severe floods. We're getting ripped off. The trade-off isn't fair because all our news comes out of the East Coast.
So now you're tracking acts of God and news like you track, I don't know, what kind of presents people give your son? You know, I mean,
what do you mean, for like birthdays?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, you keep track of the weirdest, most random things.
It's fair. It's tit for tat, and I do keep track. We shouldn't be force-fed all this least coast crap news for our yearly wildfires and occasional East Area rapist stories. It's not a fair trade-off.
Did I just catch you calling it the least coast?
Yes. We're the best coast, and over there on that side, they're the least coast. That's how it works.
What about people that have relatives in those areas?
Okay, they don't have email? They don't have phones? Seriously.
Well, what about like right now, when service goes down, and they don't have anybody to contact? I mean, I bet that's scary.
Okay, so network news, you think they go out, and they're search and rescuing, and they're on these missions? They don't even offer up daily names and tallies. And so you know, some news networks or news sources are saying 17 people have died. Others are saying 18.
Gosh.
From this hurricane flow. All they want to do is show off their main anchor, and they want to show off the anchor that's stronger than the other networks. It's a contest to see who can withstand the heaviest rain the longest. All they have to do is break out the waders. They get out the waders and their network logo ponchos, and they put the hats on, they go out and they get wet. They're out there in the thick of the storm. Do you really think there are more people in California with relatives or friends in the Carolinas than not? Seriously.
I would say the way the world is right now, yeah, I would say there's a ton of people with relatives and friends and family members and whatnot there.
I don't think so. I don't think that we need to be inundated the way we are, like we have been over this weekend. It's just insane. And if you go to the Facebook page, the reason we bring this up is because it's just crazy. The Weather Channel has now said that this rogue weather reporter that was out almost getting quote-unquote blown over and sucked into the eye of the storm, he was doing this because he was standing on wet grass. You see, what happened is this video went viral. It showed this Weather Channel guy out on the corner. He's talking about Hurricane Flo, and he's holding onto his hat, and he's really bracing his knees, and he's leaning into it. And then the camera pans back, and there's two kids across the street, leisurely, casually, comfortably walking as if it's just a downpour of rain, and they're walking around and they have shorts on. And then across the street, you come back, this Yahoo, this idiot from the Weather Channel, he's out there clinging to dear life. And now the Weather Channel said, oh yeah, the grass was slippery. Really? Put on some freaking golf shoes, you bozo. He was out there trying to blow this up into something that it wasn't, trying to capture the hearts of the nation and get our interest off a story that no one cares about unless you live in the Carolinas. It's just not important. It's stupid.
I am not going to say that it doesn't look like what you're describing right there, but we don't have any idea if there's a wall blocking wind where those two people are walking. I saw some debris going across the road.
Oh, yeah. You
know, like so maybe, I don't
tumbleweeds?
Know. Maybe sure. It was a little bit stronger wind there. There's no way to know for
sure. It was
sure.
Across the street. You think the storm changed from across the street? You're talking 18 feet? The storm changed.
I don't know how hurricanes work.
Oh, well, I don't either because I'm from California, but I don't think they work like that. You can see the video. It's on Facebook. We put it out there. It's just ridiculous. And what I want to do right now is I'm going to go out and I'm going to cover a storm that's taking place right now. And I know a lot of people are driving to work right now and you can't see this, but I'm on Cap City right now and I'm out live on Cap City. It is downpouring right now.
It sounds like it's downpouring out there.
Yes, I am Dog, the weather guy, standing out at the Wonder Bread Factory. It's a heavy downpour. What you're hearing right now on the radio is about 2 inches of downpour coming down. If you're traveling east or westbound in the Cap City, please beware. Please look out for this downpour of rain.
You're an idiot.
And wind. Now it's getting windy.
Oh, I can hear the wind pick up. Yes, yes.
Joe, I'm getting wetter. Can you hear the wind?
I can hear it. Is it blowing your microphone away from you?
Oh, there went my hat. Joe, I'm hanging on for dear life. Joe, can you still hear me? The winds have picked up. We're now moving into a Category 3 weather system. This is no longer a warning. Joe, I lost my boot. Joe, can you still? Shut up.
I want to tell you something right now, though. I hope you can listen to that back because that sounded real.
See,
that sounded real
because it's radio, and that there's no weather system. Shut up with your stupid poncho from the network, and you're out clinging to life on a grassy knoll, you moron. They caught him, and they caught him red-handed. And the Weather Channel needs to disband, and they need to go out of business because what they do is they lie to people. There was no tragedy going on. There was no triage set up behind this guy. He was out there covering a little bit of rain. You idiot. You got caught.
I think he's out there covering more than a little bit of rain, for crying out loud.
Okay.
I mean, it is there is a hurricane happening there. I mean, I'm seeing photos of it.
Fair enough. And how many people have seen the Anderson Cooper footage? That circulated this week from a few years ago. Anderson Cooper up to his armpits in water, and it shows the guy at his camera. They're trying to get this shot. And I don't know if it's real or Anderson Cooper was poking fun at all the other journalists, but Anderson Cooper's up to chest-high water in this flood zone so he can get the story, and it shows his camera guy, and it's a funny little clip. I don't know where it originates, but you got to see it because it's gotten out of hand.
Is he really in chest-deep water? Was he sitting down or something? Why do you say you think he was poking fun of people?
But because it looks so ridiculous. If you haven't seen this footage, or this photo, rather, we'll find it and put it up on Facebook, too. I don't even know if it's the actual Anderson Cooper, but it shows him up all the way to his waist, and he's reporting it from a flood. And it's funny. Because this guy, here's the thing, Joe. I know that there's tragedy going on, and I know people have lost homes.
There clearly is something horrible happening there.
And they've lost lives, but this guy was out at a shopping mall in a rainstorm. He wasn't even nearby flooded homes. He wasn't out doing anything. He's standing out next to a sign, acting as if he's going to get swept away by the current that doesn't exist.
Right, yeah.
That he's going to get blown away by the wind and the tornado that doesn't exist. He's out there making a to-do about nothing, and they caught him. They caught his ass red-handed lying to people, trying to give it something that it's not.
Well, it's theater of the mind. It's absolutely
it?
Theater of the mind.
It's television.
Well, you're supposed to not get caught.
Well, stop doing it.
The camera guy. I think they're all doing it, though. Don't they all do that?
That's what this is. That's why I say that we need our national news to come from Los Angeles so we get news that's important to here. And the Midwest needs news, so it's important to there. And the East Coast, so it's important to there. We're force-fed. Look at this. Right now, this is what I'm watching. Deadly shark attack off Cape Cod. Where? Where the F is Cape Cod? I've never been there. I'll probably never go.
I mean, that's a famous cape.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of it before.
Yeah, I've heard of it, too. I could point it out on a map. I know exactly where it is.
Where is it? Boston and
Cape Cod, yeah. It's way up north.
New York and all that? Yeah.
26-year-old man killed while boogie boarding.
Well, look at that shark. I mean, that's a big boy.
So what?
I think they show us things like that because we do live in a very nice area. But, I mean, when you see things like that on TV, you think, good God, man.
No.
That's pretty awe-striking. I bet they were showing What major has happened around here recently?
You don't think there was a shark attack or someone that had a shark encounter off the coast of Santa Cruz down in San Francisco?
I don't really hear about them down there.
We have them here, too, but they're so fixated on showing us what happens in their world because the news, all three of the big networks come out of the East Coast and out of New York. All we get is what happens there and in that crap state of Florida. I want to say this, and this is true. National disaster, mass shooting, war. That's it. No more storms, no more all the other crap. I don't want to hear about anything else. If it's a national disaster, if it's a mass shooting, or if it's war, then you can simulcast or broadcast your East Coast feed that covers everybody. Otherwise, I want our own news network from here that originates out of L.A. at the very least.
You're like, man, you're so old and crusty and jaded, and you're sounding hateful and I don't even know what. I mean, that you're not screaming at your TV about the news stories. You're screaming at the networks because you want more news from your area?
Yes.
Good God. That makes Wilford Brimley seem like a teenager right now.
Okay.
You're an old, old fella.
Hey, call me what you want, but I think people will agree. No one here cares about Hurricane Flo, or at least 99% of all the other crap that happens on the least coast.
That's mean when you say it that way, bro.
And of that 99%, 90% of that crap comes out of Florida. Florida sucks, I've told you for years. It needs to be chopped off, and it needs to float over to Cuba. Get rid of it. We don't need it.
There's a lot of truth in your Florida statement, but there's not a lot of truth in you saying nobody cares about it. I think people are interested in this. I don't really know what it's like to experience a hurricane. It looks awful.
How are you going to experience it by sitting in your living room watching it on TV? If you want to experience a damn hurricane, go to the Carolinas.
I don't want to experience a hurricane, but you know how I know that? The news. I never would have known how awful they are. I've never seen cars float and get pushed down streets like I've seen in hurricanes and what they call a tsunami and everything else that they bring with them. That sounds awful.
It does.
I moved out here to avoid things like that.
Oh,
I thought the one thing we could possibly get here would be an earthquake. I've still not even seen that. We're lucky. We should feel good.
Yes, and that's why I don't want this dismal Hurricane Flo news sucking up all our TV time and our time in general. You just said it yourself. You moved out here because you didn't want to deal with that. That's right. We live here because we don't like weather, and I don't want to see it on TV either. We live here because it's the best place on the planet. Don't try to bring my weekend down with your Hurricane Flo horse crap.
Well, I got to tell you, you got to start doing what I'm doing, Granddad. Stop watching the news.
Granddad. I like that.
It sounds old. I'm not saying that you're an old man or whatever. I'm just saying this morning you sound a little old.
And I'm trying very hard
not
to be hateful. I'm just saying enough's enough. Give us news that happens here. What's going on, Amanda? Good morning.
Good morning. Hands-free.
Oh, yes you are, neighbor.
There you are.
Yep. So I'm going to have to agree with Dog on this. I have family that lives in the East Coast, and I mean, think about to about a couple years ago when they had that earthquake, and it was like a 0.1 or something like that.
Yeah, it's what we would call here a fart.
I don't even remember that
earthquake. Exactly. And they blew it up. They thought it was the end of the world over there, and I think we do have our disasters, but we don't blow it out of proportion like the East Coast does.
Yeah, and like here, we've had all these wildfires, too.
Well, how do we know it's not getting reported back here?
Well, it is. They talk about, but if you watch network news, like we always do every morning, yeah, they covered the fires. They covered the Napa fires. They covered all the car fires and all the fires we had this year. But it doesn't get half the coverage that they give this damn Hurricane Flo. 17 people, possibly 18 dead from Hurricane Flo. Do you know how many lives were lost? How many billions of dollars of property damage and cars and destruction. They didn't give these fires weekend coverage throughout. They did not blow it up the way they blew this hurricane up on the East Coast. And I'm just saying enough's enough. It's not fair. Mm. We live here because we don't need weather reports. It's nice. So don't bum us out and bring us down with this crap. And it's tragic. And it sucks. Yep. But all I'm saying is give us our news out of Los Angeles at the very least. If you can't bring it to San Francisco, region off the areas. See, Amanda knows.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's one person that agrees with you, and I'm not going to falter for that, you know? I mean, maybe...
Falter? Did you catch that? He's faulting you because you sided with me.
I did not say that. I said I'm not going to falter for that. But the thing of it is some of us... would like to see that kind of stuff. I mean, not maybe not as much as they show it. I agree with you. Wildfires should have some place in the news, too, but I'm interested in that.
Yeah, but you didn't even watch it over the weekend. At the beginning of this, you said you weren't really even sure what was going on with Hurricane Flo. You thought there was some sort of progressive insurance storm going on.
For the 7 minutes I get it in the morning, it interests me. That yeah. stuff looks wild.
They say now, out of North Carolina, police have arrested five people Saturday night as looters began to break into stores and businesses while tropical storm flow brought chaos to the region. One more thing. In closing, I want to say this. And the cop says he's going to bring these people that they've arrested. He's going to charge them to the fullest extent of the law. Okay, I appreciate that. You're going to charge them to the fullest extent of the law. But my problem is the full extent of the law is not full enough when it comes to looting. During a storm, anytime there's a natural disaster or a riot or attack or an accident occurs, why don't we automatically go into martial law mode? Why isn't that just known? And
what would that insist or consist of, martial law mode?
What do you mean? Those things I just mentioned. A natural disaster, some sort of riot, attack, or accident, anything that gets out of hand, National Guard comes out, and we all know it's now martial law mode because stuff is so awry.
No, I mean, what happens in martial law mode?
Oh, that's when the government takes over.
You shoot and kill people?
Well, not necessarily shoot to kill clearance, but national law, National Guard and the military, the government takes over local agencies to restore order. If it comes down to shooting because people keep looting, okay. But I'm here to tell you, if the tanks were rolling and the Army and the Nat Guard was out there in the Carolinas, you would not have this damn looting. I've never understood. You're about to lose your house. Your grandma is sinking underwater. Or your dog. Joe's going to post up a video here. Dog stuck in a cage.
Oh, that one's horrible.
Drowning. You got all this stuff going on, but people still have time to swim out of their house and swim down to the Target and swim through the aisles and steal stuff? That's stupid. That shouldn't be happening.
I never really thought about it, but that is dedication to the craft of stealing. I mean, if you're going to swim through something to steal, you're a pretty hardened criminal.
That's what you are.
If you're going to steal in something like that, and not only are you going to steal in something like that, but you're going to do it from neighborhood homes. I mean, that is rare.
You get caught looting during one of these martial law modes, automatic 5-year prison sentence. It's a felony. Oh. It's that simple. People need to know this. We saw this down in New Orleans when we had that.
You see it everywhere. It's so crazy.
The people that were policing New Orleans, the police chief or captain or whoever they were going to the nearby Cadillac dealership and stealing Cadillacs. Other cops were going into the Walmarts and stealing jewelry. This is the very same entity and what do you call it?
The force and the people that are there to protect you.
Are the ones stealing.
Yeah, it was crazy. They were driving those cars off and in water.
Yes.
I mean, in water. They weren't flooded, the cars, obviously, but they were driving them off through flooded streets.
Yeah, they were down there stealing brand new Cadillacs.
That was crazy.
And I don't know why we tolerate this stuff. It's just stupid. You see, and that to me, that's the bigger news. Allowing all these people to loot. You can't bring the people back from the dead. We know what happens when your house floods and you have these torrential downpours. We all know that. It's tragic. But let's talk about the damn looters. You know, they're out there with tractors trying to stop the water. Why aren't they buzzing this thing with army jets flying by, keeping this city and area in check so it doesn't go from bad to worse? It's just the whole thing's ridiculous.
The thing that's so ass backwards to me and that bothers me about it all, and that's why I don't watch the news, because it's so horrific to hear it. The little bits that I get here and there scare me enough.
I need to stop? Do I need to stop? It really does irritate me, and I love watching it because I love to know what's going on, but it really does raise my blood pressure, and it really does aggravate me.
I could tell. I mean, I could see you this morning. I mean, I don't feel anything that you're feeling. I feel hurt because it bothers me, but you're really ramped up over there.
I apologize, but it was on all weekend.
Do you know the weird thing, though, is that people would choose to steal. This is what always gets me. They would choose to steal from a house rather than save someone who's in a house next door that could use an old woman or something that's up on the roof that needs a little hand.
Yeah.
Or someone who's disabled that possibly can't get out. They choose to steal from people than save them, their own neighbors. I'll never understand that.
They see a woman on her roof that floated to the top out of her wheelchair. They steal the wheelchair so they can take it down to the scrapyard, melt the metal, and buy methamphetamine.
It's crazy. It is. You remember what we learned from the Japanese folks? They don't even have a word for looting. They don't even understand it. There's no word in their dictionary for looting, and those people get hammered worse than any other nation that ever seen.
Yeah, there's not even a word that they use for looting because they don't do it.
They just had another horrible earthquake and tsunami, I think, 2 weeks ago. I mean, they get hammered on the regular over there.
And they wake up, they dust themselves off, and they go about it being good, civilized citizens. So
it's crazy to me.
I don't get it. All right, maybe I'll stop watching the news.
I would. I got a lot of good stuff you can watch instead of the news. Let's get you into some video games.
God, no. No. Is there anything good with Bigfoot going on lately?
You betcha.
Always is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming back, we'll get you hooked up with those Eagles tickets. Eagles Stew coming up. If you correctly identify the songs by title in order, you'll see the show tomorrow night at Golden One. Sit tight. We hear it.